This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that everyone involved in Delhi blast incident will face the full wrath of investigating agencies. He chaired the high-level security review meetings with senior officials in New Delhi yesterday to assess the situation following the car blast near the Red Fort in the national capital on Monday. He instructed the officials to hunt down each and every culprit behind Delhi blast incident. Meanwhile, the Home Ministry has handed over probe into the incident to National Investigation Agency. Delhi Police has registered a case under various sections of the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act, Explosives Act and Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita. Delhi Metro Rail Corporation has informed that Lal Qila Metro Station will remain closed due to security reasons. It said that all other stations are functional as normal. The Red Fort will also remain shut for visitors till tomorrow. The security agencies have recovered significant quantities of explosives in the raids conducted at multiple locations in Delhi NCR and Pulwama. Sources said that during the raids carried out on 9th and 10th of this month in Haryana's Faridabad, agencies caught almost 3,000 kilograms of explosives along with detonators, timers and other bomb-making material and confiscated. Sources also said that it is believed to have led the suspect to act in the Delhi bomb incident under mounting pressure. It added that a major attack has been averted, credited to pan-India alertness and coordinated crackdown on suspect modules. Due to the prevailing security situation in the national capital, security measures at Delhi Airport have been strengthened, leading to longer than usual security screening times. In a passenger advisory, Delhi International Airport Limited, or DIAL, urged travellers to plan their journeys accordingly and arrive well in advance at the airport to avoid any last-minute inconvenience. DIAL also assured passengers that all teams and stakeholders are working closely with security agencies to minimise inconvenience and ensure a safe, smooth travel experience for everyone. Polling in Bihar Assembly elections has concluded with a historic highest ever voter turnout of 66.91%. The polling was held in two phases on 6th of November and 11th of November for all 243 Assembly constituencies. Talking to reporters in New Delhi, Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar said that the voters of Bihar have created a history in independent India. He said in all the elections took place since 1951, highest voting percentage was recorded in 2025, which is approximately 66.9%. Prime Minister Narendra Modi received an audience with the King of Bhutan, Jigme Khesar Namgyel Wangchuk, in Thimphu yesterday. The two leaders exchanged views to further enhance and strengthen bilateral ties. They also held discussions on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Both the leaders jointly inaugurated the 1,020-megawatt Punasangshu 2 hydroelectric project, a milestone in energy partnership between India and Bhutan. Mr. Modi will have a royal audience with the father of the nation, 4th King of Bhutan, Drukgyalpo Jigme Singye Wangchuk, today. He will also participate in the Kal Chakra ceremony before departing to New Delhi. President Draupadi Murmu will hold bilateral talks with her president, Dumo Boko of Botswana, in Gabon today. With the president of Botswana, Dumo Boko, in Gaborone today. They will discuss and explore new avenues for enhancing bilateral cooperation in areas such as trade and investment, technology, energy, agriculture, health, pharmaceuticals, defence and people-to-people ties. President Draupadi Murmu will also address the parliamentarians, interact with members of the Indian community and visit sites of historic significance in Botswana during her visit. Several dignitaries from Botswana will also call on her. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will visit Ontario in Canada today to participate in the G7 Foreign Ministers meeting with outreach partners at the invitation of Canadian Foreign Affairs Minister Anita Anand. The Ministry of External Affairs in a statement said that Dr. Jaishankar is also expected to hold bilateral meetings on the sidelines of the G7 Foreign Ministers meeting. The ministry added that the participation of the External Affairs Minister reflects India's continued commitment to working with international partners in addressing global challenges and bolstering the voice of the global south in international forums. And that is the end of this news bulletin.